for accessing unlimited potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Again, I'm honored and blessed, and it is a sunshiny day, nearly 73 degrees in central New Hampshire, and I welcome it. I'd like to start by opening sacred space to the winds of the south. Great serpent Sachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, Hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us, and those who have yet to come are children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wobun, condor Opuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing, show us the mountains we just dare dream of, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the great spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin-furred and winged ones, all our relations. And Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and great spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space, guide all of humanity, most especially those who are joining me here today and those who will hear this at a later time. Shine your light, your love, compassion, and raise our vibrational frequencies so we could move powerfully and strongly through this now moment. And today is May 20th, 2024, and the title is The Light Awakens Within. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the omniverse, like each one of you. We aren't only part of the multiverses, we are part of the all. We, along with over 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate in now in Earth's ascension. Through gifts I've been blessed with, I come forth as a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and a support at this critical time in the history of our planet, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through this transition. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am as we all are. I encourage you to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. We are all divine beings beyond imagining in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be way showers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we each awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. I want to share something before I go into my broadcast. Yes, I want to share something that was introduced back in November, December through one of the channels. And it can be used to transmit anything you wish. This is the violet flame of God's perfection. And it is the balance of the out-breath of Father God's blue flame of divine will, power, and protection, and the in-breath of our Mother God's pink flame of divine love, oneness, and reverence for life. Together, when they merge, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is burst into existence. You all, we all, have the power to call upon the violet flame to purge out anything we no longer need in our lives. And there is no special prayer needed. So I encourage you to utilize this whenever and however you so choose. Well, the light awakens within. Excuse me, I feel like I'm losing my voice. We've been taught to look beyond ourselves, to look above, to look out there for God. But the light is and has always been within us. We are the light of God. Our light has been dimmed over eons of programming and lies to believe that our God is somewhere beyond us. And we need to look outside of ourselves for help, support, healing, and love. This is the great deception that the dark has perpetrated. Humanity will come and is coming to understand and finally believe that the light is us. We hold that spark of creation, and with our awakening, it is being ignited so that we can glow and flow from us out into the world. This is the light. This is the love. This is the truth of our I Am presence. This is the great revelation. We are the ones we've been waiting for all along. Sananda, or Yeshua, or Jesus, as he's known to many on earth, proclaimed that, and I quote, "Every master who has come to the planet has come with a message, with a particular instruction. He did not come to be worshipped or to make a religion with his teachings, but so man has taken it." End of quote. Yes, man was deceived by distortions. His story, history, his story was filled with lies and half-truths to gain power over us. That is what religion has ever been only about, control, controlling us through fear of what that power outside of us might do to us if we fail to comply. That illusionary small g god that they created. Sananda shared that all those external practices that man has engaged in no longer hold any value. And he goes on to say, and I quote, "The only value is connection, the inner value, the value of being. The true religion is love, which must prevail toward the same being and toward the next. Love the spiritual world. Love it from the heart." End of quote. It's time in this process of letting go that we let go of all those practices were deemed as the only way to salvation. We were told how we must live, what we must think, what we must do, and what we must believe. All those of us who are Catholic were told we must confess our sins to another man. And we were actually fed beforehand what our sins might include. As a young girl, I practiced the words I'd say before I went into the confessional. The sheer act of confessing something as a 7 and 8-year-old, even though I was without sin, shamed me on some level. That was how the dark took control. that as children we were saying and believing that we were sinful beings. That was how the Illuminati, the cabal, the deep state, the ruling elite, whatever name you want to put to these controllers, how they controlled us into believing distortions that held no truth. The basic intention was to intercede in our personal connection with our Creator. I lost trust in the church while still in elementary school when it became common knowledge that the priest who preached fire and damnation on the pulpit was having an affair with my elementary school principal's wife, the mother of six, by the way, and the sister-in-law of the state senator. It was a gift that I was shown this truth early on. It became easier to start thinking for myself and not follow the teachings of the church. It became easier to follow my heart. Initially, I started kindergarten in our Catholic school, but the sudden switch to uniforms caused my mom to put my brother and me into public school when I entered first grade. I thought it was because I had so many pretty clothes and my mother sewed all the clothes I wore. But reflecting now, I realize and I see how the uniforms were so much part of the program of control. And I believe my mother sensed that immediately. Excuse me. The last personal experience I recall with a priest was prior to my first wedding. As a couple, we were required to talk to a priest about marriage. There were no options if we wanted to get married in the church. But even then, I complied only out of obligation. A man, a priest, who is not allowed to marry nor supposed to have sexual relationships or able to raise children, is advising us on how we should live our married lives. The absurdity of it is evident. We are now being encouraged to release the old programming, which for humanity began with our religious or spiritual practices that were created and given to us, put upon us. The basis of this programming spread from there into governmental structures, education, commerce, business, and on and on. There are so many aspects of our lives that we need to rethink and release, including all of our holidays and our traditions. Most traditions and holidays have been expanded upon for purely commercial reasons, generating wealth for the global elite. But a deeper motivation for this was to drive us as a collective into matrix patterns of behavior. This ability to control humanity was then supported through advertising and the media. So the concepts of holidays and traditions that once in the golden age were a time of bringing light, joy, and love to people became more and more distorted and devalued by the Draco Reptili. And I quote, and I think this was from Sananda, "The real spiritual journey can only begin when there is a willingness to let go of all previous religious concepts about God, man, and spirituality. Only a consciousness empty and no longer cluttered with beliefs of duality, separation, and two powers is able to accept, nurture, and grow into real truth." End of quote. understand that God was and never could be about fear, which most religions speak of often. Separation and duality are the exact opposite of the oneness that is the light. Some important and encouraging news that many channels have shared is that the pyramid of Draco-Reptilia power has already been almost destroyed. And I'm using that term probably for the first time in this broadcast because it is being used over and over now in the channels. And this refers to those very high, high levels of that dark energy that took over our planet. Well, their power has already been almost destroyed, and that's what we're witnessing on the physical plane. All the old energies of the third dimension are crumbling before us. The conflicting new higher frequency energies are bringing about some very turbulent times as those who are rapidly losing their power are grasping and gasping their final breaths. We've been assured that all those we gave our power away to will disappear. And they've said one way or another. One channel assures us that while you witness the turbulence on your news and sometimes in your minds and bodies, you can take heart because this is simply a meeting of truth and delusion, a meeting of love and not so loving, a meeting of stuck energy with a fast flow, end of quote. There is nothing to fear. We're being encouraged that we need not be afraid anymore because our strength of love within each of our hearts is stronger than the current negligible power of the dark. Now our work must continue as we turn inwards to ourselves in the self-discovery of who we each are. The more we meet and know ourselves as divine beings that I've talked about over and over and over, the sooner we can move into our new earth, Nova Gaia, that awaits us, filled with gentleness, well-being, and joy. I've shared for many months now how the revelations are coming forth more and more. It was to prepare all for what you are and would be seeing. First, it was a drip drip, then a flow. And since December, January, I spoke of the flood that's on its way. All that I'm reading and aware of points to this overwhelming tsunami becoming more imminent by the day. And much, much, much has come in throughout April and into May. It is unprecedented in our known history that we are experiencing so many solar events compressed into such a short period of time. After quite a turbulent April for us in New England, weather and otherwise, May has brought a quiet calm, but we're being warned to buckle up for June to face great change and groundbreaking moments individually and collectively. And we are in the year of the dragon when we are encouraged to believe in ourselves. Last year, the Chinese year of the rabbit promoted a time for introspection, supporting our spiritual awakening and gaining a deeper understanding of who we are and our life's purpose. Now, in this year of the dragon, we are called to action, to step forward and take steps to manifest the reality we want. 13 angelic portals opened since early January, along with many other planetary alignments that have set the stage for what is to come. Energies of the highest, unprecedented vibrations are pouring in from the central sun. This is a major factor transforming humanity by increasing our intuition many times over, thus allowing us to discern truth from lies, sincerity from hypocrisy, and purity from falseness. Right now, a large galactic pulse is activating our entire solar system, generating large waves and energy frequencies that many are documenting and discussing in relationship to the solar flares, the astrological alignments, and the Schumann resonance. You're seeing it. I'm seeing it everywhere. Well, this high-level energy is directed towards our planet specifically to assist us during this transitional time. Our galactic family and friends are assisting our planet in regulating the energy flow and protecting it so the intensity can be safely utilized by humanity to assist us in this great awakening. We are not alone, but this final phase of the journey through our transition must come from us. This is the work we must do internally, personally. The recent solar flares on Earth are bringing in more and more high resonating frequencies that are now integrating into everyone on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level, so we can see more and more clearly the concepts of separation that we previously believed were normal and acceptable. This acceleration of energy is causing many to go through depression, anger, anxiety, sadness, and doubt, and are causing these feelings to erupt as they flow through us to clear. All of these old energies are from centuries of living in a consciousness of separation. It's so important now that you don't claim them as yours. And I want to reflect for a moment. One of my young client friends texted me a bit ago, and she was going through a difficult time, feeling some feelings and not knowing where they were coming from. And it was right then when I was rereading this whole section that I assured her, they're not all hers. They're coming and flowing through all of us from the collective consciousness to clear. And I want to say, as Saint Germain clarifies this, I quote, thoughts, feelings, and emotions of a negative nature are not, never have been, and never could be yours personally, because you are divine consciousness individualized. The only qualities that are ever really yours are God qualities: harmony, joy, life, intelligence, abundance, completeness, peace, etc. End of quote. So people hold that and know that during the allowance of this cleansing. As we come to know ourselves and gain clarity into who we are, we will then be able to change our perspective on the outside world. We don't and can't fix all the problems of the world, but we can alter the way we respond to everything around us. That knowing is what will change the world we see. Sananda reminds us, and I quote, you can change everything by looking at something differently. But what will change first is you. you are ascending, which means you are evolving. You are becoming something different. You don't have to go out there and fix all the problems of the world. You don't have to go out there and move all the pieces around so that they fit into place perfectly. You are there to change you. People there on earth are shifting, evolving, and ascending no matter how it might look. End of quote. Well, this time is our final opportunity to awaken spiritually and physically and finally free ourselves from enslavement. We are ready. This is what this time now is all about. The more we understand who we each are, the closer we come to meeting our higher self, and the faster humanity will create a life of sweetness, well-being, and joy in our new earth. Whatever happens, however it may present itself, do not be in fear. There's nothing to fear now. We've reached a level and a strength of love that can overpower any remaining darkness. And simply, this is the end of the dark. We've moved beyond the reach of the controllers whose power is basically gone. Only our belief in its existence remains. The angel shared this message, and I quote, "Love is and always will be the one true power in the universe. Despite this messy rebirthing, you will live to see a kinder, more harmonious, and beautiful world evolve." End of quote. People, we have so much to look forward to, but it's vital we embrace the moment, the here and now. This is where all the joy, all the love, all the light resides. And I've been witnessing it more and more. I see love being outwardly demonstrated between and among so many in these past few months. Deep sharing and authenticity of being. That is what is coming into my days. I'm choosing this with what I attend to, the words I use, what I think. I recently shared time with someone very close to me, and I had to consciously move out of the old patterning and change the way I responded. It was a challenge for me to be present and aware, choosing a higher path. But the reward, the result, was amazing. Every moment we get to choose how we want to respond to all that is around us. When we take a moment and go within, we will be guided into flow. That's the allowance, ceasing the effort of trying. We're reminded to, and I quote, feel how good it does feel to be connected to more of who you really are as a source energy being. End of quote. It is that connection with our inner self that brings all of this beyond us into a new reality. What presents itself to us is what we're vibrating with, whatever is on the same vibrational level as us. If we're high, we don't see the darkness, and the darkness doesn't connect or can't connect with us. We can't see it because we're above it. But if we're functioning at a lower frequency, we will bring into our reality similar low frequency energy, like attracts like. It's vital we focus upon ways to keep our frequencies as high as possible. And I'm not reciting them here today, but those who have followed me know what I'm talking about, all those things you can do. And for those who don't know what I'm referring to, please go back to my previous broadcast. Everyone is going to experience this transition differently, dependent upon the energy frequency each one of us is in. One friend of mine is in a high frequency and sees the world in a most positive way, despite what presents itself. She does amaze me. Another is experiencing many very difficult, painful, and sometimes destructive times. What each one will come to see and know about our third dimensional world, and I'm talking about not the overall, but all the small truths that will come forward, the ones that they will each take in, will be based upon where they are energetically. And none of us are in the same place on this journey. We will experience only what is essential for us to experience so we can move into a higher vibrational frequency of the new earth. There are unlimited possibilities that each of us may encounter, but none will be the same as anyone else. Also, trust that none of it is to be feared. If you're here listening or reading this message, be assured that you are on a very positive timeline. I'm personally experiencing many things these past weeks that are evidence of a greater rise in frequencies. A few that are specific for me are related to my children, and these things happened over a very short period of time, the week prior to and including Mother's Day. My daughter initiated a long visit with me over Mother's Day, so we had very special alone time over several days. It hasn't occurred in years, and it was unexpected and magical. A second and most profound event was that my son called me after 7.5 years to share his journey with me, explain many things, and ended our long call with, "I love you, Mom." It's my evidence, people. This is my evidence. It's right here, and I'm seeing it. So many people are shifting and it's palpable. My intuitive friends have been stating how different things are feeling. One of them is that positive high frequency one I refer to. And then I had another surprise on Mother's Day later on when I received a text from a young man who I rocked to sleep when he was an infant. I think that was about 35 years ago. I've been out of touch with the family for years, and he sent his love, said he missed me, and wished me a happy Mother's Day. There's so much, people. And when we note it and give gratitude for it, we will get more and more. Well, as I was finishing my editing a little while ago, a friend texts me, and I quote, "The world feels very 5D this morning. Is that just me?" I had to smile. I text her back and said, "Yes and no, we're getting there, and some of us go in and out. Enjoy!" Exclamation. This is indeed an exciting time for those of us who can feel these higher states of consciousness. The more we note and speak of these feelings, the more often they'll come in. As we do this, the entire collective consciousness is and will be affected. A time to celebrate indeed. These huge openings have been long awaited. Due to my early awakening, I had to let many family members and friends go these past 4 to 5 years because my knowing, my life choices, and my work were so divergent from theirs. As I initially attempted to share truth in the beginning, I was vilified and experienced a very negative pushback. I walked away so I could move forward on my journey and teach and help those who came to me for assistance, validation, and healing. I chose personal growth, knowing that as I awakened and changed, it would affect the collective. But I must admit, at times, this was a very lonely journey. And many in similar situations as me have stayed the same. Fortunately, I had my incredible loving husband to support me during these challenging years. And now I'm beginning to feel the lightness all around me, and the journey has been well worth the rewards. I've received much love and appreciation over time for the support I've given and the work I'm able to do. At this time, the gifts are increasing exponentially, and what I'm being blessed with are surpassing any expectations I could have imagined. And people were just beginning. On Saturday, I was treated to an extraordinary day that vibrated in love. I went to a memorial service given by my friend in honor of her husband who passed late winter. And this celebration of life was for someone who gave me a channeled message that I shared in my broadcast a few months ago. Well, the celebration couldn't have been a more authentic demonstration of love that was shared. It's here, all around me. I'm involved in gatherings where individuals are sharing their authentic self, and it's awesome. And Saturday was one of those days. We are the ones we've been waiting for, and more are showing up as the divine beings that we all are. We are it. We have so many gifts and wisdom that lies within each of us. Yeshua reminds us that, quote, you are the most powerful beings the earth has ever hosted, end of quote. I'd like to end differently today, although we're not at the end yet. I want to end with an amazingly powerful meditation that I read from a channeler, James McConnell. James channels Saint Germain and the One Who Serves and posts weekly meetup notes in Sananda.website that I follow. James's work can be found through www.ancientawakenings.org. That's ancientawakenings.org, if any of you are interested. I've never gone to the site until this morning, and it's quite fascinating. It looks like quite a link. I did do some rewrites so it would move easily, but if you are in the car driving, I would suggest that you don't listen to the next part. I don't want to take you on some kind of meditative trip while you're trying to focus on the road. So I'm asking you now to move into a tube of protected white light. and focus on your breathing, taking several deep breaths. Focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. Leave the outside world just that, outside, and focus into your inner world. Take a deep breath now. Breathe in the light and exhale out any tension, stress, and negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, exhaling out any darkness. And one more time, breathe in the light and exhale the darkness. Now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of those 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. Become aware of the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord and below your being and above your being. And note the particular colors of those chakras. As you center on each chakra, focus on raising the intensity of the color first in that chakra and then the vibration in that chakra as well. As you raise the intensity of the color of the chakra, you're raising the vibration in that chakra. And as you raise the vibration in each of the chakras, you're also raising the corresponding glands that are associated with those chakras. As you do that, you're also raising the vibration in all the other parts of your bodies as well. So now, focus on the Earth Star Chakra that is just below your feet and see that as a deep earth brown color. I'm going to move along because of time, but you can always go back over this and do it slower. You can even slow down the pace of the recording. Now move up from that into your root chakra, seeing the bright, bright ruby red. Next, lift your focus to your sacral chakra, a lovely, rich orange. Then move to your solar plexus, envisioning the glowing yellow of the sun. Now go up to your heart center, filled with calming blue-green. Just above that, move into your high heart center, wrapped in glorious magenta. And then next, visualize your throat area as sky blue. Above that, see your third eye in the middle of your forehead in a shade of purple or indigo. And then at the top of your head, moving into your crown chakra, envision it as gold or violet or silver. Then finally, just above your head, see your soul star chakra in pure, brilliant white. Now bring all these chakras and colors together raising them up into your soul star chakra. Remember, these colors combined are what create the brilliant white in your soul star chakra. Let your consciousness move into that chakra, which now takes the shape of a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. This becomes your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body. Now, surround your physical body, your astral and etheric body, in a tube of light from Creator, and surround yourself with the violet flame of protection. Visualize that violet flame all around the multi-level of the being, including your Merkaba light vehicle. Everything is enveloped by the violet flame now. The violet flame is a way to purge out all of the past and all the old programming that are no longer needed in your life. They are past. They are not present. Just let it purge everything out. And know, just as a fire burns in a forest and burns away all the old undergrowth, what comes as a result of that is new growth. Know that as you purge out all the old programming and the old past, which is no longer needed, everything is becoming anew now, born again anew. Now, in your light body or your Merkaba-like vehicle, feel yourself being pulled away from your physical body. Just let yourself rise up through the roof of the building, up into the sky, through the clouds, until you pass through the atmosphere. Become aware of the planets of the solar system and the sun and the millions and millions of ships that surround the planet, all waiting for that opportune moment to be called into service as what you would call a green light is given. Know that they are all there watching, waiting and waiting for the right moment and for the time being, assisting in any way they can. Now, focus back down on the earth and visualize that violet flame expanding and growing further and further as it encompasses the entire planet. Literally observe as the violet flame engulfs the entire planet and the quantum field, purging out all of the old programming for the quantum field holds all the old programming, all the thoughts, all the feelings. Watch as it purges, as the violet flame purges out all of the old that is no longer needed. This is bringing about a change in the dimensional frequency, the vibrational frequency throughout the planet. Observe how the vibration increases. And with it, consciousness increases everywhere. All life on Earth is metamorphosizing. All life is ascending to higher vibrational frequencies. The flowers, the plants, the trees, the grasses, the oceans, rivers, lakes, streams, and the animals. are all increasing in vibration and in consciousness. The consciousness that is in all life now is being freed from the old programming that was holding it down. Everything is becoming free in the higher vibrational frequency, in the crisp air everywhere. No pollution whatsoever. The ocean's becoming completely unpolluted, and the consciousness on Earth is freed to become all that it is meant to be, with all consciousness increasing. Love is spreading everywhere, and wherever there is only love, there can no longer be any fear. Nothing that can hold you back, nothing that can hold you down. You are just pure love, pure God expression within the individual, and God expression within the collective as well. And feel now. Feel within your etheric and astral body. Feel that I am present, that higher consciousness coming over you now and in you. Feel it descending from on high, descending within you, becoming a part of you. God, the source, coming alive within each and every one of you. The I Am Presence becoming enlivened within each and every one of you. Feel that presence in the very moment that you are in, this present moment. And here, in this moment, there can be nothing but a present moment. There can be nothing else but the I Am Presence within you now. I am that I am, the source becoming individualized within each and every one of you. As the source becomes individualized within you, it becomes individualized within those around you as well. And so on, and so on. That is how it spreads. First, purging out of the old programming to allow only the crispness of the higher vibrational frequencies to shine through, the light to shine through everywhere. Where there is no more darkness, there is only light. There are no more shadows. Everything is light. So feel that now. See that. See that shining sun brightly sending its light rays down to the earth, invading the entire planet in light, never to be darkness again, streaming forth into the hearts of man, the Christ consciousness returning to earth in all of you. Now allow yourself to begin returning to your physical body. Bring your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle back to your physical form. Feel the movement back. Just think yourself in that. Feel the movement coming back. Back down, back through everything, back to your physical form. Bring your astral and etheric body back in. And feel that light body completely surrounding your physical body. As your physical body glows with light everywhere. And if you were to look at your aura right now, in this very moment, you would see light surrounding your body. Allow yourself now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I hope that fed your soul. That held so many pieces for me. and it held the vision that I hold for all of us and our planet. Use that violet flame. And use whatever you're guided to use. There is no right or wrong way, people. All of us are in gear motion. And we're not talking about changes in the external world necessarily. It's about the energy and emotions that are stirring from within each one of us. Be kind to yourself, people. Be gentle. Whatever's going on, follow your internal guidance. Rest when you need to. Run when you need to. Sleep when you need to. Listen to your inner self. Your awakening will occur when you get rid of all those thoughts, ideas, beliefs that aren't in complete alignment with love. And when you awaken, as we all will, the reality in which we find ourselves will be infinitely beyond amazing. I promise you. And as I close sacred space, I want to remind you the stage that we're at. And I went through our Munakai rites a long, long time ago. We are at the winds of the east. Great Eagle, Wolban, and Condor Puchin are coming together, are rising into a oneness now, as we all are. And we are beginning to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. Enjoy the ride. Pachamama, gratitude, Arubongo, gratitude, Ancient Wings, gratitude, Wolbana Nakuchi, gratitude, Pachamama, gratitude, Mother Sun, Grandmother Moon, Star Nation, and Great. Thank you for being with us and bearing witness to all. And to all of you, I send my love and blessings. And namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.